Let's get some perspective now on those two attacks on places of worship over the weekend. A shooter killing two worshipers at a church service yesterday in the Native American named White Settlement, Texas, before he was killed by an armed church security team. And in Muncie, New York, outside Manhattan, a machete-wielding man stormed into a rabbi's home Saturday night during a Hanukkah celebration, injuring five. Today, he was charged with federal hate crimes. Juliet Kayyem is the former Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security in the Obama administration. So, Juliet, two attacks. Are you hearing police bracing for more?
Yes, I think that there's always a concern around the holidays, in particular, a sense of isolation. People aren't in schedules. And also just, I think, fears of copycat, that what you will see is increased security presence at places of worship, in particular, synagogues at this stage, because the attacks on synagogues or Orthodox Jews who are simply walking down streets or at markets is an epidemic this last week. I think we're monitoring sort of 12 incidences in New York alone in the last week. So this is something that's being monitored. It's obviously something that places of worship will take control of, whether they have increased security presence and begin to, do something that's unfortunate for places of worship, which is become more securitized and less open.
Well, of course, we hear the ones that make the headlines, the attack on the deli in New Jersey, or the, of course, the horrific attack on the synagogue in Pittsburgh. But you're saying there are far more attacks than people know.
Right. I mean, some of them are just beating up someone. This happened in New York, in Manhattan, an Orthodox Jew. And so that is something that's being monitored by organizations like ADL. But if you just take a step back at the totality of the numbers that we're seeing, not just anti-Semitism, but just the totality, I'm just reflecting what the FBI is monitoring, which is a 20% increase in hate crimes, in particular against Hispanics and Mexican immigrants, that you're seeing nationally. These numbers are now at a stage where white supremacy has by far overtaken Islamic terrorism as the greatest terror, domestic terrorism threat that we're seeing in this country today.
Yeah. Well, police say that the church shooter in Texas this past weekend was relatively transient. He had an arrest record. That armed security guard group within the church had their eye on him, noticed him. He was acting oddly, shot him almost immediately. The family of the Hanukkah stabber said he's mentally ill. But we refer to some of these other cases, the kosher supermarket attack in New Jersey.
Exactly.
Those attackers may have had links to a group known as the Black Hebrew Israelites. That's an anti-Semitic, anti-police group. They also killed a policeman.
Right.
So what is the sense? Are these lone wolf attacks that are on the rise or groups?
It's groups and attacks against the Jewish community, unfortunately, are can be the focus of the right and the left. But then just taking the big view, I do not believe there are lone wolves anymore. I look at these numbers. I'm an expert in counterterrorism. We are seeing a phenomenon known as what's called stochastic terrorism. It's a type of terrorism that we're seeing in the United States now. And it has three key attributes. The first is obviously a perpetrator who feels isolated or what we call displaced by the other. They feel like the immigrant from Mexico is displacing their way of being. The second, they have a sense of community, right? So they're both isolated, but they have a sense of community online. And this is why people like me and others are very critical of Facebook and other social media platforms that aren't regulating this kind of hate. They find comfort and power in the group. So they're not lone wolves by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But I think, Robin, the third most important is they have a sense of acceptance in the public space. This is what is known as stochastic terrorism. It is the use of language of division by leaders, whether it's Donald Trump or others, that has a greater likelihood that there will be violence in response, but it is unpredictable what that violence will be. In other words, what does a person do in response to language like that? And it's a phenomenon a lot of us have been talking about, that the public space is on fire. And what we need from leadership is to lower the fire, right? That is how you get people to feel isolated, to not take up arms, to not take up violence. And so while I don't think, one thing that the president says leads to, a hate crime, I do think that we miss the big picture if we don't see that through line between our public discourse at the very top and what is happening by the numbers in communities across America today.
Well, we should know President Trump called the attack in the rabbi's home horrific and anti-Semitism an evil scourge. Security expert Juliette Kayyem, with a new word for many, stochastic terrorism. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
And by the way, alone, the word stochastic means random. But as Juliette said, when there's hate rhetoric from a leader or an online community that may not call for violence but make listeners feel threatened, it can motivate seemingly random acts of terror. Fascinating.